Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by Robin Dance and is titled, If at First You Don't Succeed, When Should You Try Again? Maybe the fourth time would be the charm. I sure hoped so. Even though I was determined, I wasn't sure I could take another disappointment. Was this the God-given desire of my heart, spoken of in Psalm 37, or simply me pursuing something I wanted in my own strength? I had been feeling a tug to return to a traditional 9-to-5 job for a while. Now that my children were grown, my world had become too quiet. I craved more structure, interaction, and variety than weekly Bible study, volunteering, and church could provide. I also felt called to move beyond my comfortable Christian bubble. It all felt so very Prayer of Jabez. Are you familiar? Years ago, Bruce Wilkerson popularized the Old Testament prayer found in 1 Chronicles 4:10 in his little book, The Prayer of Jabez, Breaking Through to the Blessed Life. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. The verse ends by revealing how God answered Jabez's audacious prayer. So God granted him what he requested. Would God grant me what I requested? While all of the prayer's petitions were relevant, the idea of enlarging my territory stood out. I longed to live out the gospel by serving others in meaningful ways. I wanted to go back to work. Friends and family thought I was crazy to give up the freedom and flexibility I enjoyed as a writer. Most of them had retirement on their minds, not launching a new career. Even my husband didn't fully understand, thinking my desire was more about filling time and getting out of the house than God calling me to something different. I listened to them and questioned myself. Would anyone see the value of a 50-something woman who hadn't worked in a traditional job in decades? How do you communicate everything you do as a writer? Content creation, speaking, marketing, networking, on a simple resume? Would my previous part-time marketing roles showcase my true drive and entrepreneurial spirit enough? Would my leadership qualities required in women's ministry and volunteerism count for anything in today's market? Because I knew the application process was a breeding ground for self-doubt, I started reminding myself of my identity in Christ. I've learned that when life gets hard, it's important to remember who you are because of who Jesus is and what he has done and will do. As daughters of God, we are loved, chosen, known, forgiven, redeemed. We should never forget God is always and only for us, but there's an enemy who's always and only against us. Romans 8:31 ESV. Shored up spiritually, I updated my resume and started slinging spaghetti at the wall. Since the last full-time job I held, and absolutely loved, was at a retirement community, that was my target. Never mind, it was 28 years ago. To my surprise, the first application was a swing and a hit. The hiring manager and I had a great connection, and I got an offer. The money was great. But the work-life balance was awful. I cried before turning it down. On my second attempt, I dropped off my resume in person, thinking it would demonstrate initiative and impress the marketing director. I thought wrong. Following an awkward conversation, I received an email rejection 3 days later. I cried again. The third job at a fancy new community got me really excited. A phone interview led to several in-person interviews. I was certain the job was mine. Until days with no offer turned into weeks. When I finally got the call, they had chosen the other remaining candidate. I cried yet again. My children were in the loop, and I think they hurt more than me when things didn't work out. I had always taught them, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And here was a chance for me to demonstrate that very lesson. I believed God had given me this desire, so I had to keep trying. If we can trust God with open doors, we can trust the ones that close. Months later, the place I had applied to in person and received a swift rejection reposted the same position. Among all the communities I had considered, it was my first choice. I applied again. This time, I was invited to interview. Driving onto their campus, feeling more vulnerable than ever, I prayed. If this strong and specific desire wasn't of the Lord, I begged him to take it away. The short of an already long but amazing God story is this. I got the job. Over the past 3 years, I've encountered the most wonderful people and helped dozens of seniors understand their options to make hard but important decisions that serve them well. Like Jabez, God blessed me and granted what I requested. I'm convinced He gave me the desire in the first place. When have you experienced a strong desire despite opposition or failure? What might God want you to know about who you are in Him? Go back and read my short list of how God sees you as His daughter, or open your Bible and find His love for you all over Scripture. Talk to God about your desires, and perhaps it's time to try again. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
The spring issue of Day Spring's Everyday Faith magazine is now available. Pick up a copy today on dayspring.com or at your local Sam's Club, Costco, CVS, Walmart, or wherever you buy magazines. We hope this issue helps you know and share God's love in fresh, true, and inspiring ways. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.